In the beginning of Parshas Hazinu, the song that is supposed to remain with Klal Yisrael through the generations, Hazinu Hashamayim Va'adabera V'tishma Ha'aretz Imreifi, Hashem calls the heavens and earth to witness, and what's the first thing that Hashem says? Ya'arov kamatar l'kchi tizal katal imrasi kisirim ale desha v'chir vivim ale esev. A fourfold metaphor in four different phrases, Hashem compares his word, his revelation, his Torah, to rain. Why is the Torah compared to rain? Rashi tells us straight off on a very, very pshat level. Zohi ha'idu she'ta'idu sh'ani omer b'fneichem, Torah nasati li'Yisrael, she'chayim la'olam, k'matar zeshu chayim la'olam. Hashem says, I'm giving you the Torah. The Torah is like rain. It's the source of life. With water, everything grows. Plants can live. Animals can live. Without water, a desert is a place of death, a place of nothingness. Hashem telling us on a very, very pshat level, he gave us the Torah. Why did he give us the Torah? Obviously, he didn't give us the Torah because, like, he's not a melech baser v'dam, not because he needs us to serve him, not because he needs favors from us, not because he needs praise from us, not because he needs honor from us. He gave us the Torah to give us life, because the Torah infuses everything we do with eternity, with vitality, with depth, with greatness. It makes our life worth living. I would add that I think part of Rashi's kavana is the parsha opens Hazinu Hashamayim Va'adabera V'tishma Ha'aretz Imreifi, goes from heavens to earth. Obviously, what comes from heavens to earth? What is the one thing that we physically see coming down from the heavens and coming to earth? It's the rain. The rain comes from heavens to the earth. And what happens when it rains? When it rains, everything grows. We have life. We have everything we need. Without it, we have death. Likewise, whatever Hashem gives us from heaven is for our own life. That is the pshat level. However, there are many, many different different nuggets hidden in the exact wording of this pasuk. I'll mention one that I think is very relevant from the Chizkuni. Says the Chizkuni, why is the Torah compared to rain? Dvarim shani omer lachem einam dvarim betelim. Ela kashem shamater yorei vein hanaso v'tivo nikarin v'nirin v'sof shemagadol peros afkach l'kchi v'imrasi. Says the Chizkuni something very, very, very relevant to, I think, everyone's life at a certain point. When it rains, you plant a seed in your backyard, right? Every little kid, they plant like little tomato seeds in their backyard. They go through that phase and they ask their father, when are tomatoes going to grow? When it rains. And then it rains. And they go out the next day. There's no tomatoes there. The rain doesn't make anything happen immediately. Nothing all of a sudden starts sprouting from the ground when it rains. The rain is long-term. It's not short-term. Says the Chizkuni, Dvarim shani omer lechem einam dvarim betelim. Why would you have a havamina that the Torah Hashem gives us a dvarim betelim? Because the person says, I tried to learn Torah, I tried to do mitzvahs, I tried to daven, I tried to make all my kabbalas in Yom Kippur, and I'm waiting for tomorrow, my whole life to be transformed and everything to be different. And nothing happened. I tried to sit and learn, I tried to sit and learn yeshiva, I tried to make a seder, and a week later, I'm not learning any better than I did a week ago, and I'm not remembering anything, and I don't feel like I know anything. It can sometimes be so frustrating to invest in the long term. It can be so frustrating to learn Torah, and you start to think it's Dvarim B'Talem. What Dvarim B'Talem? Not because you don't care about Ruchnius, because it doesn't help me in Ruchnius, because I tried and nothing happened, and I tried and I didn't see a Roshim on me. And the answer says, the Chizkuni is, Yarov Kamatar L'Kriti Zal Katalim Rasi. No, the Torah is like rain. It's not supposed to create, it might, but it's not guaranteed to create anything tomorrow. You can't necessarily see the difference today, but anyone who knows anything knows that when it rains today, something will grow in a month from now, something will grow in 2 months from now, something will grow in 3 months from now, and if it doesn't rain today, then nothing will grow. Likewise with Torah, we invested so much these last Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and sometimes we might say to ourselves, but what do I see for it? What have I gained? What have I accomplished? I might as well give up. Person goes to yeshiva, they sit and learn, and they say, but what have I gained? What have I accomplished? I might as well give up. And the Torah tells us, no, the first thing Hashem wants us to tell us, Yarov kamatar lechi tizal katal imrasi, just like when it rains, everyone knows nothing happens to this second and this minute and tomorrow, but you know it's going to make a difference months from now. Likewise, every effort we put in Torah, in mitzvos, in davening, we might not see the difference today, we might not see the difference tomorrow, but we're promised that in the long run it will make a difference, and we'll look back a year later and say, boy, am I a different person than I was now. We'll look back 5 years later, 10 years later, and say, boy, is my whole life transformed? So I first put in the hard work, even when I wasn't seeing immediate results. May we all be zoche to take everything we accomplished and we decided and we thought about these Aseres Metshuva and this Rosh Hashanah and this Yom Kippur. And even though it'll be frustrating and even though it'll be hard and we won't see immediate results, to invest and invest and invest to keep up. And Amir Tzashem will be able to look back at the end of this season and say, boy, did that rain create a lot of fruit, create a lot of growth, and infuse my life with deep meaning and eternity. Shabbat Shalom.